all the pieces from having gone to church with Mom, and Lutheran church, the same thing. So unfortunately, the church is right the other side of town from me, so I'm notorious for coming in at the very last minute and sitting in the back pew so nobody notices I've snuck in, which doesn't work for me because I don't hear very good with hearing aids. And when we're in the walk, I haven't got a clue where we are. So on the odd time that I get there on time, and I'm sitting next to, there's a wonderful group of girls that are about my age, that are all about the same vintage, and they help me out. They all know my dilemma that either I'm missing because I'm not hearing or because I just don't hear what's being said. And they'll sort of say, that's where you are. But to me, that's a real big thing that sort of brings together a lot of my background. And I enjoy the time. I think, are a little bit more active than the Latvian group here. I think just coincidentally by how many people have transferred, say, from Toronto or whatever. We have a bunch of young people. And we have a little group that sings. And so I try to go as much as I can. And I've taken my boys. Now, that's the other thing that sort of, I think, perhaps has been the connector for me. I have three sons. And since they were small and we started to get involved a little bit with the Latvian community, I always took them along. So if there was a rally downtown, I took them with me. When there's November 18th, I took them with me. And they've come to church and they quite enjoy it. My oldest son especially is really keen, and he's, I think, probably can speak Latvian as well as I can, just because he's quite good with languages. But for him, it's a little bit of more coincidental. He was a skeleton racer, and he had the opportunity to race with some of the Latvian racers, and they're extremely friendly. And they've said, next time you're in Sigulda, come and, come train with us. And so he has always felt, ooh, yeah, Mom, how come you didn't take out your citizenship? I could have been sliding for Latvia. But we have talked. I took them 4 years ago now, all three boys, to Latvia with me. First time and only time I had ever been. But I decided that was the year I was going to do the, as the boys called it, motherland trip. And my oldest is 31 now, so 31, 29, 27. So they all came with me, and we spent a week in Latvia with the relatives and took homes. And I think having made that connection with the young people and seeing what Latvia is all about, really, I think they're really proud of their heritage too. Cameron, when he was living with Mom for, how many months was it, 4 months or so? He's a fireman. He came up here to train with a firefighting school, and he lived with Mom for that while, and he was so happy. He still talks about sitting and talking to Mom about her times in Latvia, and she's the, everyone loves Mom. And and she's really been, I think, instrumental in nurturing all of that in the boys. So Cameron is just getting married in a couple weeks' time, and we're going to Europe for that. But he's already said that he and his fiance are wanting to save for next summer to go to the Song Festival. So, when you think of young people having a choice of places that they could go to travel, the fact that he is keen to go and that his wife will be keen to go, it makes me feel really happy. And I find that the young people are the real connector, though. When I went, I was pitifully inadequate. I thought it would just come to me by osmosis that I could go and talk to people. No. I was sort of barely functioning. It's hugely frustrating because the family there were wonderful. And you know how you want to sit and just chat with another woman about things, and I think, oh my goodness, you know, like I know what they're telling me. And I would always have to ask one of the young people. They're all really keen to learn English. So there was always a young person there to translate, and I thought, that's it. You go home and you get your Learn Latvian tapes out. So I have a bunch of them, but it's like everything and anything that always gets started and then sort of fritters out and some new project comes up. So I have lots of hopes and desires.
On the computer.
I think the other thing that I know Carl, when I read his piece, he talked about the importance of home, and I think one of the strongest things that always comes through to me is because I was raised in a home of new Canadians that we always knew, I always really appreciated how well off I was, the fact that we would send Christmas parcels to family back home, and that there would be food in there, that there would be butter and sugar and things like that. I really thought, boy, you sure are really lucky, Maya. And I can remember the first year, especially when I was married, I found it really hard in convincing my husband how hugely well off we were. And if we would talk about political things, and he would carry on about injustices in the government, I just couldn't. I couldn't get it. You got to be kidding! You know, you have no idea of how wonderful we have it, our freedoms. You, like, how could you take it for granted? So I think that has always really stuck with me, that the fact that we knew where we came from really has made me who I am, and that I totally value. For every time that I travel somewhere and I see something, I always come home to Canada and say, boy, this is a wonderful place to be. I loved going to Latvia, and I hope again that to go, because it's a beautiful country, but Canada is my home. And, you know, that I will always... trying to think if I had to describe, am I a Latvian-Canadian or a Canadian-Latvian? You know, to me, they go together. And I'm just really happy that I've got that, been able to pass that down to my kids, which I used to worry about it because I'm a McLeod. And I remember there was the time when things like Braveheart were out there, and I thought, oh yeah, that's it, the boys are just going to be doing that Scottish thing, you know? But it came and it went. But I think of, they are all super keen. When I talked to my oldest, Cam, the other day about the things that I had been able to see when I was in Vancouver a couple weeks ago, and I had scanned my grandpa's military records, and I said, oh, honey, you gotta come and see this sometime. Oh, I'm so glad, Mom, that you're doing this. Like, you could really feel that. My God, am I glad you're doing this. And I think that everybody, I've got so many people now that are really enthused about